It's Monday, July 31st, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh my gosh, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. Sheer Mag, that's the name of the band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Fan the Flames, the name of the best song. Oh my gosh, that is by far the best song. It's so great. It's Sheer Mag in general. It's like if the Jackson 5 grew up to play hard rock or something. It's so cool. I totally dig it. That came off their 2017 album compilation 1, 2, and 3. Interestingly, they have another new album, also from 2017. Very prolific band, it seems. But I gotta say, you kind of gotta take it in small doses, right? It's like, as great as that song is, and that is, again, the standout song, but it all does kind of sound like that. It's just that the distorted voice and everything, it's like kind of, you know, after a while, you're like, I need to hear other sounds. But super great. Fan the Flames is like my favorite song. I love it so much. I've listened to it like a billion times. Okay, speaking of other things I really love, you remember Always? How could you forget? Archie, Will You Marry Me? Oh my gosh, it's like 2014's best album, right? I mean, that album by Always was so good. From Toronto, Canada, they got a new record coming out this year. It's called Antisocialites, and they've so far released the first two tracks from it, In Undertow and Dreams Tonight. And it will not surprise you to learn that I love both of them. I have high hopes that this is going to be another album where I give 5 stars to every song on it. I went and saw Always, I don't know, a year or so ago, or 2 years, I don't know, whenever they played at Celebrate Brooklyn in Prospect Park. But they played every song that they've released, right? Because they only have one album, and it only had like 30 minutes or so of music on it. And then, so they played like for an hour. They played some covers, they played some new songs, and they came out on stage after, you know, everyone's cheering for an encore, and they come out and they're just like, guys, like, we don't know what to tell you. Like, we only have one record. Like, we don't have very many songs. We've been playing over an hour. Like, what do you want us to do? And I think they play like one more cover, but they're so great. They're so charming. I love them. They're Canadian, so they're the best. And they got a new record. I'm so excited. You can probably tell how excited I am. Just thinking about it makes me excited. So anyway, you're going to be excited because these two songs, if you haven't heard them somehow, they're great. So no surprises. Here we go. Always from Toronto. In Undertow and Dreams Tonight from their forthcoming new release, Antisocialites. Where else but everywhere and right here on The Sounds of My Head.
my view, Trump is the walking annihilation of more or less everything we've been talking about. And I don't actually think that puts it too strongly. I think he strikes me as a distillation of everything that is wrong with the American character. This could be in large measure a caricature, but he has brought the caricature to life. If you take our materialism and our ignorance about the rest of the world and our satisfaction in our ignorance, our overconfidence, our pretension to greatness, even when we're actually being merely petty, our vanity, our sexism, boorishness, narcissism, I mean, a kind of childishness that doesn't have the virtues of childhood. I mean, it's a kind of malignant childhood that just is just all boastfulness and me, 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 without any of the curiosity or sympathy that you meet in actual children. He is the living embodiment of a kind of American grotesque. And again, this, I'm a little self-conscious about this calumny against, you know, America or the ugly American, but it's almost like he is a golem that has been conjured by the worst things that have ever been said about us as a country. I mean, it's like, you know, if he can't grope it or put gold letters on it, it doesn't exist.
Every time, and it becomes mine. Yeah.
right, let's catch up. After Always back there, we heard a band from London called Chemtrails. And man, I love them so much. Again, it's another great band that kind of like Always, I just can't get enough of them. We heard two songs. We heard Deranged and Most of What They Pour on Me is Scorn. Both came off their EP, Headless Pinup Girl. Great EP. And they have another EP as well. It's also really good. If you liked Deranged and Most of What They Pour on Me is Scorn, which I'm positive you did, because they're great songs, like really great songs, then you should check out the whole thing and look at their other EP too, because they're great. It all sounds like exactly the same as each other and all really great. I love it. Okay, after Chemtrails back there, we heard Rubble Bucket from right here in Brooklyn, New York. We heard two tracks off their most recent EP, If You See My Enemies. The tracks we heard, Donna and Not Cut Out For This, both so super great. And I played Rubble Bucket on the show a long time ago, I think on their debut, when their debut came out. But then they've had a couple other releases and I just haven't been as into it or whatever. But this new EP, If You See My Enemies, really great. If this is what the new Rubble Bucket's going to sound like, I'm digging it. So I hope you liked those two songs as much as I did. And if you did, then pick up the EP. All right, speaking of things that I always like a lot, you know how I like me, the computer magic. Well, check it out. Dan's of Computer Magic has a new venture. It's called Cody and Dan's. It's basically she and Cody Crump, and they got together bicoastally and made a EP together. It's called Only the Hits, and we're going to hear a couple tracks off it right now. First, Make It in America, and then If I Only Had Some Money. Both are super great songs, and they're kind of like, you know, they sound undeniably like Computer Magic, but if Computer Magic was in a rock band instead of like an electro synth band. So anyway, here we go. Cody and Dan's Make It in America and If I Only Had Some Money off Only the Hits. If you like them, pick up the EP. Not going to be disappointed. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Tell us how that I was in the clouds, but were they wrong completely? have a good time. Don't want to be surrounded by my friends. Don't want the laughter in my ears. Don't want to be smothered by all the love.
I don't want to be sent in by the picture on the snow. I want the perfect day of nothing. I want the silence and the
you.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Cody and Dan's back there, we heard the Babe Rainbow from Australia. Byron Bay, to be specific. We heard two tracks from their Babe Rainbow EP, Love Forever and Planet Junior, both super duper fantastic. They got a new album as well. It sounds kind of different, I think, from this EP. I prefer the EP, though there are some super standout tracks on that album, so maybe someday if I'm needing some song, I got to fill an episode, I might lean on them again, because, you know, there's some good stuff on the album, but I think this EP is a more solid thing. So, yeah, check it out. Okay, after that, we heard the Heyman Koopa Band from the UK. Heyman Koopa Band is basically like the guy from Hefner and the chick from Mammoth Penguins. It's Heyman and Koopa, and they made a band. So we heard a couple tracks off their self-titled album. We heard A Tent of Blankets and No More Bombs. No More Bombs being a standout track for me. Pretty great release. It's a little mopey at times. I don't know. It's not my favoritest thing ever, and I think I probably like Mammoth Penguins and Hefner in isolation actually more than even when they work together, which is weird. It's like the sum is less than the parts or something, but whatever. I don't want to rag on it. It's good. I put it on my show. You should check it out. Maybe you'll love it even more than I do. Who knows? Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, how about Adult Mom from Purchase, New York? I played them on the show before, but they got a new record. It's called Soft Spots. We're going to hear a track from it. We're going to hear Steal the Lake from the Water, and it's a pretty great song. So I think you're going to like it. And if you do, then check out the whole album. It sounds like Adult Mom, so that's not a bad thing. Okay, Adult Mom, Steal the Lake from the Water, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Roy G. Biv by Boards of Canada. I also talked over Deep Blue Day by Brian Eno and What Does Your Soul Look Like Part 4 by DJ Shadow. If you like what you hear on The Sounds on My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media, including Spotify, where there's playlists of all the songs I play, which you can just listen to without having to listen to me talk. All of that at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Have I mentioned thesoundsinmyhead.com? It's a thing. It's a website. You can go. I feel like I might have said that before. If not, let me just say it again. thesoundsinmyhead.com. It's a place. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show, The Sounds of My Head, which has a website. It's thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay.